This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting could be heard in South Khartoum on Sunday as envoys from Sudan's warring parties were in Saudi Arabia for talks that international mediators hope will bring an end to a three-week-old conflict that has killed hundreds and triggered an exodus. The U.S.-Saudi initiative is the first serious attempt to end fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces that has turned parts of the Sudanese capital into war zones, derailed an internationally backed plan to usher in civilian rule following years of unrest and uprisings, and created a humanitarian crisis. The Arab League on Sunday readmitted Syria after more than a decade, consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
Syria's readmission follows a Jordanian initiative laying out a roadmap for ending the conflict in Syria. It would address the issues of refugees, missing detainees, drug smuggling, and Iranian militias in the country. Syria's membership was suspended in 2011 after a crackdown on protests against Assad led to civil war. The war cost hundreds of thousands of lives, led to millions fleeing the country, and left the economy in ruins. The United States criticized Syria's readmission to the group while raising questions about Assad's willingness to resolve the issues resulting from the civil war.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. The death toll from floods and landslides triggered by heavy rain in the east of Democratic Republic of Congo has risen to nearly 400, an official said on Sunday. At least 394 bodies have been recovered after last week's floods, said the administrator of the territory where the affected villages are located.